O queen of the two lands, Nefertiti, Egypt cries out for your help. The Menes and Hyksos have invaded the minds of your people and have set up their own capital at BTR. For BTR, they have disrupted many of our communication routes. We must stop their conquest before it is too late. Here at WGAG Radio, we are safe from immediate attack. Although the Hyksos have the gall to demand tribute, we may need to supply troops and arms to our compatriots to the north to help repel the Hyksos incursion. They will look to you, almighty Nefertiti, for support. But now, we too have a new weapon. Our wise military leaders have become proficient in the use of the dreaded sounds of Nuapu, and we shall turn it back upon our enemies and drive them before us. If only our trouble was limited to the north. Reports from our southern border show that the Black Devils are once again taking advantage and distracting the minds of your people, and if the Nuapians are to emerge intact from these turbulent times, much will be required of you. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to break the spell of ignorance with Nuapu. As always, if you are a member of the Brain Trust is caught or killed, WGAG will disavow any knowledge of your actions. This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Good luck, Nefertiti.
With the bad bunch of little skinny kids sneaking weed in my bag lunch. And off of junior high, we was just getting by. And drive-by brought my homies to the young lives. I never did cry, and even though I had pain in my heart, I was hopeless from the start. They couldn't tell me nothing, they all tried to help me. The marijuana had my mind gone, it wasn't healthy. I tried to play the score, cases were the ill, yeah. I felt the pain and the brain, but I'm still here. Never did like the police, let the whole world know. Now I get to know me, cause they chasing me down. And facing me now, what do I do? These things that a thug goes through, and still I rise. So keep your head up, and make your mind strong. It's a struggle every day, but you gotta hold on.
These guys are trained to be ghosts.
What do you suggest?
Let's not waste time chasing them. Let's make him come back.
And every Halloween, check out the murder scene. Can't help but duplicate the violence seen on the screen. My homies dying before they get to see their birthday. This is the worst day, sometimes it hurts to pray. And even God turned his back on the ghetto youth. I know that ain't the truth. Sometimes I look for proof, I wonder if heaven got a ghetto. And if it does it matter if you blood or you cuss? Remember how it was, the picnics and the parties in the projects. Four times drinking, getting high with the mob. It's just another knucklehead kid from the gutter. I'm dealing with the madness, raised by a single mother. I'm trying to tell you when it's on. You gotta keep your head to the sky. Be strong, most of all. Hold on,
hold on, be strong, hold on.
Please welcome the Brain Trust. The Brain Trust. Please welcome the Brain Trust, the Brain Trust. welcome the Brain Trust, the Brain Trust. Brain Trust, the Brain Trust. Brain Trust.
What's up, man? How do I sound? I got a new setup here that I'm working with tonight. So if I can get a one in the chat room, just let me know how I sound out there. Am I clear? Am I choppy? Is it underwater? You know, how is it sounding? What up, Nanya? How does it sound, though? Is it clear? Is it crisp? You know? That's what I'm... Is it clear? Is it clear to you? Am I clear to you? Can you see me? Can you picture me? Picture me rolling. I get the ones. How does it sound, though? You see what I'm saying? There you go. You that clear as a sunny day, clearer than a sunny day in California. I got my mind made. What's up, y'all? No, we in the building, though. We in the building with some high damn politics tonight. So turn up your phone. Let me make sure I got this shit turned all the way up. Yes. Experiment some things out. Like I said, new setup. Thinking about, I still got my landline, but I'm thinking about dropping it and going straight up via VIOP. Strictly because I don't want to be paying fucking Comcast like $300 a month. I don't see the need for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, now this is where I'm going to use technology to my advantage for the things that I'm doing. Right now I'm like, I think I got to switch my setup, and I think I'm going to go to a satellite setup, you know, because, I mean, it's already wireless through my Comcast. It's like, it's a landline, but it's still connected, like, through the router, though. There's no more hard lines, you know. It ain't set up like it used to be. You know, when you guys should plug shit in the wall, those jack days are over. So I wanted to test this out, see how it sounds, you know, microphone style through the phone. So we're going to roll with it tonight, see how it rolls. But Welcome, everybody. You know, hot damn politics. We back at this thing. A little technical difficulties earlier, but we back up in the building. You know, we gonna continue tonight. The fourth industrial revolution. I captioned that it is here. We are living it now. I'm gonna give us more proof and what's going on, and how you posted, how you react. Cause life is about how you react to things. Everything you can't stop. My favorite movie, one of my favorite shows, one of my favorite movies of all time growing up was X-Files, 1993. I remember the first episode. Matter of fact, it might have been 91, but I think it was 93. And the whole thing was that you can't fight the future. Now, because I'm going to leave that to higher powers, you know, higher forces that work on our behalf, that we say that reign 50,000 strong. So, but on besides that aspect, I see it as our job is to be informed, to know. I have to take this call real quick. I'm going to do this real quick for you, and then I'm going to be right forward. So let's do this real quick. Let's do this. Let's give you some, give you a request line real quick.
This is Queen Vita from Memphis 10, and you are listening to WGAG Radio.
Hey, this is Wing Chun of the TWS Archangels, and you're listening to WGAG Radio.
What up, this Young Mayhem, and you tune in to WGAG Radio.
This is Yusuf L. with Private Side Solutions, and you're listening to WGAG Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Hey, this is Kate. Mama, listen to WGAG Radio.
Hi, this is Denise from Las Vegas, and you're listening to WGAG Radio.
This is the Beard out of North Carolina. I tune in to the Don Nicolione Show, WGAG Radio.
Yeah, what up? It's the God, Sakim Ra. WGAG Radio, live from Brooklyn, you heard?
Hi, this is Minesweeper from Houston, Texas, and you're listening to WGAG Radio.
What up, people? This is Ja Elohim Bey from Tennessee, and you are listening to WGAG Radio.
What they do, this humble, live, MIA, you now tuning in to the Don Corleone Show on WGAG Radio, nigga.
This is 50 and retired.
WGAG Radio presents Hot Damn Politics.
All right, we back in the building. All right. Quick call there, take care of some business. But so, what I leave off at? Yep. So, Scully and Mulder, you can't fight the future. So, if we're leaving it, I'm just going to say we, and I'll say I, leaving it to the other higher forces to come back, or it will be what it will be as this shit transforms. How are you going to combat certain things? How do you move throughout the matrix? How do you move in and out the matrix? You know what I'm saying? If anything, that's what the matrix was telling us, man. How do you master this shit? How do you become the one? How do you be the one in your life, in your family, you know, for your family? How are you Neo? How do you move in and out? How do you control it? How do you master it? You know what I'm saying? How do you solve? How do you see, you know, the shit that's behind what we see, or we see it in the movie They Live? How do you see, do you have the vision to see behind, you know, the surface, right? So that's why we're going to continue to read Fourth Industrial Revolution, because like I said, it is here. And and shout out to everybody that's tuned in. Let me say what's up to everybody real quick before I really get to going. I want to say what's up to everybody in attendance tonight, because, of course, you can be doing anything that you want, but you're here tonight. Let me mute that. So you're here tonight. It's greatly appreciated. What's up to everybody that's on the call lines? Let me say what's up to the family over there in the after party. Let me go all the way down from the bottom all the way up. From the bottom all the way up to the top. Sweet O'Shun is in the building. What's going on, Sweet O'Shun? Sister Zena is in the building also. What's up, Zena? Newbie Rockweed 9 is also with us tonight. Nunya Solar Flares is Nunya is with us tonight. What's up, Nunya? Mush Mouse is in the building. What's going on, Miss Hudson? CT in the building, CT Tri-State, what's happening? Metru Nefru Tamore is in the building. What up, Metru? Ja Elohim Bizet is in the building, Tennessee Finest. What's up? What's up, Jael? IB that I am, you know who he is also in the house. What's happening, IB? Focus 720 is in the building, Ethereum Forever, man. Ohio is in the building. Ohio's in the building, straight up. Doc Mechanic is in the house. What's up, Death Valley? And Arishka Gal 2020 is with us tonight, hanging out over there in the after party. And, of course, one and only Miss WGAG herself. What up, Don Nicoleon? Don is in the building, streaming live. Greatly appreciated over there in, on YouTube and the after party. Let me say what's up to the people that's going to be spilling in over to Lockdown Radio again. I see Quincy Thomas in there. I called him Quincy Jones. It's kind of sticking. QT, what's up, Quincy, in the building over there in Lockdown Radio again. Everybody who will show up will show up over there. So that's what it is, man. It's a lot going on. Like, where do I start? Like, do we start with the mundane shit when it comes to politics? I mean, I guess so, right? We will start with the simplicity, the simplistic stuff, the shit that make the news, really, right? At this point in time, if it make the news, it's mundane. It's kind of bullshit, but I'm gonna sprinkle a little bit of this bullshit in just to talk about some of the factors. What is it? And that's that infrastructure bill that was passed earlier this week, or was it last? I think it was last week, right? The 1.5 trillion dollar infrastructure bill. I should have had this pulled up, right, in the infrastructure bill. I should have had it pulled up, but I didn't. And I don't want none of these fucking situations here. I want the actual bill. I want that straight from Congress, right? We're going to do the one that was straight from Congress right there, and which is H.R. 3684, which is called the, is this the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, right? So they claiming it's on some FDR shit, right? This is what Bernie Bros and these progressives, fucking fools, been itching for the longest to get this this bill passed through, thinking that it's, you know, it's a true reinvestment act, that it's a real investment in building. And I'm gonna tell you, it ain't. It is not what it is. 5% mark it up. hear me out, 5% of this bill is actual building of projects around the country. What's 5% of $1.5 trillion, y'all? Follow me. 5% of $1.5 trillion, all right? 5% is earmarked for actual projects in this country. Now, what's that going to look like? You will see some building in major cities, all right? You're gonna in some cities. You're gonna see it in your major cities. You're gonna see it in Atlanta. You're gonna see it in Chicago. You're gonna see it in Los Angeles. You're gonna see projects throughout the state of California in highly populated spots. You're gonna see it in Austin, Texas, and I say Austin and Houston because those are the most metropolitan parts of Texas. And happen to be the most liberal parts of Texas, right? Houston and Austin. Austin is becoming Silicon Valley 2.0 with the all the tech companies and in the hubs that are coming out of Austin, Texas. We already know Tesla moved out there. Oracle went out there. Larry Ellison, those cats, they all went out there. Okay. So that's the shit that you got going on. So, like I said, so let's look back at it. Let's look at the, here, I'm going to give this to y'all, for y'all who want to have the information at the tip of your hand. You got it, all right? You got it at the tip of your hand right there, right? All right. I can tell you every time I do this show, Mush take his ass up out of here because, for one, he a fucking hater, right? When you just become so good at what the fuck you do to a hater's face, they can't handle it. I think he coming back. But because he a Bernie bro, and I go hard on them fucking progressives, man. I go hard on the progressives because the progressives are the mechanism that they need legislatively, right, to start the domino effect. To start the domino effect. Now, if you didn't hear the first hour, I played in the hour of a particular documentary or people who do, you know, who, shout out to Janet and what's her name? Janet and I'm gonna say their last names, but what's the chick's name? Janet and Cynthia. Shout out to Janet and Cynthia. Who one of them people who love to connect the dots. And it's right there, you know what I'm saying? It's where everybody is, right? Only thing they got to do is, there is a paper trail. Because they don't mind having paper trails because they know most people are not going to take the time to actually see who's connected to what. You know what I'm saying? They do everything through their 501c3s and c4s, as you heard on the first hour. And they do it through grant money. That's the way, you know, they can always have levels of plausible deniability, as we've already seen with the EcoHealth over there with the Wuhan Institute, right? This is what they skirting on right now with this whole situation that we currently are witnessing out in the world. So you got that. And so these cats, I really wish, I'm a holler at Don for the next couple of shows coming up, because I don't want to be on YouTube for the fact that I want to be able to use the video to actually marry side by side as we're reading the Fourth Industrial Revolution, so you can see the picture like really fucking clear. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is happening. This ain't hype. This ain't scare tactics. This ain't none of that shit. This is straight facts. If you can't handle facts, then this show ain't for you in relation to what is going on in the world. You know what I'm saying? It's straight up. It's right in your fucking face. A lot of people like to deny reality. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever the case may be. But the fact is, like I said, our business is to know, right? You got to know what the hell is going on. If you don't know, how can you protect yourself? If you don't know, how can you even prosper in the new shit that they about to actually throw upon the world? You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, nigga, you dust in the wind. You dust in the wind if you don't know what the fuck is going on. You know? That's what this shit is about. All right? So I bring to you this infrastructure bill because we got to look at what's actually in the bill, not what they're saying on television, not what the talking heads called puppet ass Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who's never anywhere to be seen at all. She has the lowest rating of any vice president in the history of the U.S. at 28%. Check that out. Even though they're going to still propel her. But then you got none of these Congress people. I don't care if they're from the Republican side or the Democratic side, because it's beyond the sides. Because let's just call it is, just like we always say, the eagle needs both wings to fly. So you're always going to have some people that are going to acquiesce to the people who are so-called at the helm. They call it bipartisanship. I call it shit. Because they are part of the grand conspiracy. And I do call it a grand conspiracy, because conspiracy is not a bad word. Conspiracy just means people who sat down and conspired. That means put a plan together. That means sat down and put a scheme together. The only thing that makes it good or bad is the end result of a conspiracy or scheme. It is inherently not bad. Point being, so those who conspire, you got to look at what's in the bill. Most people ain't going to read this fucking bill, but this is why we had this show, because we can take our time. We can break these things down if we so choose. We can skim it, you know what I'm saying? So we got to see what does that federal aid mean? You know what I'm saying? What is that research really is? What are those hazardous materials that they want to address in this bill? What is really happening with the Department of Transportation, all these rail programs that they're getting, right? Because when you start again, when you look at manufacturing, how the fuck is America going to pull off all the infrastructure things that they want to pull off when they have hollowed out manufacturing in this country? Manufacturing in this country is a shell of itself, especially when it comes to big industrial projects. America don't do shit like that anymore. Haven't done it in a long time. Right? So knowing that they outsource and they import all types of raw materials now, you know, they're not even using what they have at their disposal. That's purposely done. Who really benefiting from this bill? I tell you who going to move right on in here, and they're going to say, we need them. They're going to say, mark my words, November the 10th, 7:36 Pacific Standard Time, 2021. Watch when Joe Biden in the next year or two say that we are going to close the bridge or close the gap of the strain of the Chinese-American relationship. And how are they going to do that? Well, they're going to do that through this Infrastructure and Jobs Act. Because they're now going to tell you that America economics and the survival and the strength of America is entangled. Our destinies are entangled with China as a country, all right, as a country. That's what they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you that they need China to come aboard and help with these massive programs. So you're going to see, this is why the borders, immigration, it's all fucked up. They've done that purposely because you're going to see an influx of Chinese citizens coming into this country. But if you just read the headlines, man, how they're saying that the real estate in China, all these big companies that are fledgling in China, and how it's connected to the American real estate market. So they have to let them in. You're going to have to subcontract to Chinese companies, right? This is what they're going to do. That's just one aspect of it, right? So let's tap in to a little bit of this. I dropped it in there for y'all, right? Bam! This is making me mad now. This is my baby daddy. Oh, what's up, Mr. Larry? Come on in here.
Hey, great day, Neff. How are you?
What's up? You got it. Take this on me. I got to see what's going on.
Go ahead. Do what you got to do with the situation. It's good to be in the house with the WGAG family, as always, on Hot Damn Politics. I'm just checking in, so I just probably got a sentence or two of Neff, and I hear she's going in on this thing that we call the infrastructure bill. That has absolutely nothing to do with infrastructure, man. I tell you, these people are hell-bent on forcing Americans to pay for their own transformation of their society, you know, through this whatever type of bill that they call it. Of course, they're passing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars, you know, to anything but what we consider infrastructure, man, I tell you. So I'm definitely looking forward to whatever clip that Neff has to bring in for us on that bill. That thing is massive, man. I tried reading it because I usually read those things, but, man, you're talking about thousands of pages of stuff just absolutely buried, you know, in the midst of it. And when you go through the bill, they're impacting on other laws that has absolutely nothing to do with infrastructure. Coming behind this infrastructure bill, they got the Build Back Better plan that they working on for a couple of $1 trillion. I tell you, I never thought that I would see the day where people just sitting around passing around trillions of dollars like that shit is candy. And there's nothing normal about writing off trillions of dollars like it's yesterday. And, you know, it really looks like, man, our economy is being nationalized, really, a state takeover of the private sector. So really, when you look at that bill, you know, to me it looks like, you know, the government is taking the place of the provider. So they're moving the dependency from, you know, capitalist production, you know, you buy and sell your goods and services, to the government becomes the sole source of resources and what we think of as money. All of it is going to come from a government. I guess they could, you know, just indefinitely print what they want to print, but there's nothing in that bill. It really looks good to me. I was surprised that so many conservatives signed off on this bill, because like the economy just cannot stand too many more of those unsupported government dollars hitting the market, man. It's going to wipe the private sector out. So we will see how it goes, Neff, on that infrastructure bill. I'm still trying to make my way through it, but it's tough. They just have so much buried in it. And then when you read those type of bills, they're referencing other laws. So you got to have like a arsenal of other laws. You're going back and forth. None of it makes sense unless you got three different laws beside it. that is adjusting, and man, Congress is out of control. I mean, like, man, damn, what happened to the days you just write it on a piece of paper with a, what's that, the PowerPoint or the QuickBooks? You know how QuickBooks spent you out your budget, your expenditures, and this is what you can spend, man. The simpler way is always the better way, but that infrastructure building effort is something else. Really, we're sealing our own deal on that, really. I thought Neff was back up in there, but so to those of us who are brave enough to read through that stuff, you know, I encourage you, you know, to take a moment. You're going to need about a week or two to read through that infrastructure bill. If you can make it through the end of it, you know, you too will come up to the conclusion that ain't none of that shit got anything to do with infrastructure. You know, these people are trying to force cars to put facial recognition and stuff in the cars by 2024. You know, a lot of surveillance type of things is in the infrastructure bill. I don't know how a new business person is going to fare under this stuff that's coming out, because the regulations is just so, the regulations is cost prohibitive in and of itself. To get into business and to adhere to all these regulations. So, but as usual, Congress passed it, you know, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, they're going to, they appease the people by saying, oh, we're going to give you, your prescription pills won't cost as much. They know how to bamboozle basic ass humans, like basic people, you know, like for real, like on the most lowest level. Like, shit, prescription drug costs are going to go down. You know why? Because you got a majority of the country, I would say, what is it, like 48% of the country is already obese. So if they're obese, they're more than likely suffering for some type of cardiovascular disease. They're suffering from high levels of inflammation throughout the entire body. So they're arthritic. So they have type 2 diabetes, which leads to you know, all other kind of diseases. So they know about half of the country is sick as fuck. Another third of that half, or the other half, work low level jobs, and you know, they need help when it comes to child care, right? So they saying we're going to give them some child tax credits that's going to help with their child care costs, you know, and that's going to be interesting, because those child daycare centers or whatever that they have are closing down left and right. There's so many that just closed down in the state of California itself. There's so many closing the door, so I don't know how that's going to work out. And then the other thing that they touting is what? What's another thing they touting in this damn thing besides prescription drugs and low child care costs? The other one is paid family leave. How is that going to help somebody because they're getting a check for 4 weeks? Oh, and the other thing they claim is we're taking children out of poverty. $700 a fucking month is not going to take you out of poverty. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to call people stupid, but Americans are fucking stupid. To believe that shit, $700 is going to take you out of poverty. People believe that shit, and they cheer it on. Oh, they're helping the common person. $700 is not going to help you when your rent, if you know, your rent for a two-bedroom, depending on where you live, and the majority of, and it's still going up all across the country, it's like on average a two-bedroom, one bath is $1,600. $1,600. Now you've got food costs that's gone up by 6.5%. All right? Okay? So what does that leave you to? That leaves you to eat more bullshit. People are going to be eating more processed, more packaged food, more salt, more, you know, all this process is going to make them sicker. But like I said, then they got this genetic shit for you. They got this genetically modified shit for you because they're going to tell you this is better for you. And then over time, they will make it a lot cheaper for people. They have to because they, we're going to talk about that a little later. That's another modifying of society that goes on within the fourth industrial revolution. That there's no surprise that a fake meat and all that shit just start popping up and becoming popular. So, but yeah, I guess, you know, I'm trying to think, Mr. Larry. I just wanted to pull out some highlights of this bill because, like you said, it's a lot. It's a lot. I just want to pull out some of the actions. Let me see. Where do we go? Is it the amendments? Do we look through the amendments? Is that what we look through?
Yeah, because the amendments would be what's in the final bill with the amendments.
Okay.
Check this out, y'all.
539 amendments in the bill. 539. That means they came in and they all said, this is what we want. This is what we're going to slide in. We need to slide this in. We need to slide that in. And that's why this is wild. It's a transformation, baby. This is a transformation of, you know, I don't even know the words. What the words I'm looking for, Mr. Larry? I really don't. Bureaucracy.
They're dismantling. Really, it's nationalizing the entire economy. Under very crafty and misleading language, because all of that, everything is amounting to a state takeover of what heretofore has been in the private market. So all of these subsidies and all of that stuff, that's going to have the effect of damaging, you know, private commerce, because it's hard to compete with the government subsidizing everything. See, on the other side of government subsidy is a subtract from the private production market. So everything they're subsidizing is a negative on, you know, if you got yourself a business, a job, you're making things, you're producing something and you're earning, you know, a profit after your expenses. That takes all of that off the table because everything is now coming from
the government.
And whatever gives you has strings attached. So
I was
government
just about
don't
to say,
give you nothing for free.
For free. I was just about to say, you took the words right out of my mouth. You start working with them, you got to do as they say. You got to do what the fuck they say. You know, free enterprise, they trying to crumble free enterprise. Like, for real, in the most serious way.
Mm-hmm. And, all of that, whether it's intentional or not, I heard you talking about conspiracy. Mm-hmm. And it's really not a bad word because, you know, if I go out there and start organizing people doing that hood shit, the first thing they're going to charge me with is running a conspiracy. RICO, that is a conspiracy, so they can't have it both ways. They try and lock you up, they charge you with it, but there's no such thing, you know, as a conspiracy. But however way it goes, it's going to end up in a total collapse of the economy as we know it. That's what's going to happen, because whenever government start putting their hands and funding it, the only way the government can fund it, they just print out dollars. that's attached to absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. Usually you want to have a balance between your mm-hmm. production, what you're producing, whether it be a product right. or service, and your currency. There got to be a balance. You can't have all these dollars and the services and products don't equal up. It's going to be right. way too many dollars. That's a collapse.
And then the production here at home, so to speak, is low.
Yes.
If it's low, then what does that do? Boom. And that's what we're watching. That's what we're watching, you know, the so-called inflation. But it only affects commoners as of right now. Inflation, like for real. I can truthfully say I'm not fazed by it. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people are. They've already seen it. Like I said, I bought my children, like, because my son likes to eat, really good steaks. And so mm-hmm. I would buy, not the Wagyu, because I said, I love you, son, but I don't love you that much right now. I'm not spending $80 on one
Rip.
Steak. Right? Like, I love you, but so I would buy like some U.S. choice, some real good U.S. choice. That shit was going mm-hmm. for like, I would say $10 a pound. So
damn.
Like seven, it says, yeah, U.S. choice, right? It's at 16 a pound. So I bought him 12 10-ounce cuts of steak. Yeah, did I buy 12? Yeah, 12, and it came out to about 190, around 180, 190, for 12 steaks. 12. 12 steaks?
Mm-hmm.
So you tell me what they trying to do to the everyday people.
Right.
They're trying to stress their ass out. So when you put people in a stressed out situation, you put them in duress, they will do anything you say, whatever you say,
to
make it go away. You know what I'm saying?
Well, unfortunately, this one is not going away.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
If we're expecting, you know, a magical return to the good old days, that's not going to happen. These people mm-hmm. are deadly serious. Well, they will prefer to take everybody down La La Land. So they will prefer, you know, to put the carrot of things are going to be normal. You just do this or you just do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they carrot you right over the side of a mountain. But the accumulative impact of mm-hmm. inflation is vicious. You know, of course it's going to wipe out, you know, the bottom tier because,
yes.
you know, no disrespect, but, you know, they ain't got shit in the first place. So they're going to see the pension, all this free stuff they thought they was getting is going to be pennies. So they're going mm-hmm. to hurt real hard because that food card mm-hmm. ain't going to go as far. You see what I'm saying? The little bit of cash assistance
right.
is not going to go as far. Because they don't have a separate pricing, so all of that
saying, right.
that universal income, they're gonna
yes,
they're
right.
really really if you're black and you're living in like I hate to use the word class, but if you're living in a economically challenged area full of black folks, you may want to rethink that strategy. Because, like, usually on that end, and we've been through it, we've seen cycles like this, but not quite this bad. You know,
right.
you're looking at now an influx of drugs and stuff like that. Because that's what usually fills that gap mm-hmm. on that lower end. So mm-hmm. you're looking at an increase of, like, some of that stuff we probably didn't see since crack first hit, really. The stuff that was going down then. But then it eventually erodes the middle class as well, because the lower end of the middle class or the upper end of the lower class, you know, the working people just, you know, doing somewhat decent for themselves,
yeah.
that mortgage bill don't go down. You see what I'm saying?
No.
All that,
and
all
you better
good.
Not have an adjustable rate. And you better not
yes.
have an adjustable.
Oh, if you have an adjustable rate, you're going to be the first to wipe out. Because,
right.
man, you know that con right there. You come on, take this house for free, and then when it's time to...
Man.
They promise you to refinance it down in 5 years, and in five years,
about
the refi
it.
Market dried up, and you stuck.
Right. I would say the five-year arm. They're going to give you a five-year arm.
Yeah.
And then, but they'll give you a prepayment penalty if you decide to refi up out of that. And so they lock a lot of people in like that. It's wild. So,
and then we're looking at the wintertime energy. You're looking at quadrupling of your gas bills. You know, those who have gas heat and stuff like that.
Right.
Electricity is about to hit the roof. If you look over at the commodities market, you know, take your time and look at the commodities market. Man, energy, the futures on the energy is sky high. I mean, like oil. I mean, that shit is going to get close to $200 a barrel. That's crazy. So that's going to have a pinch. I was at the Harris Teeter's, and I was just walking, just really looking at price, and I'm starting to do that now. I noticed a gallon of milk, if you're getting that Horizon or that organic milk, that shit is getting close to $9 a gallon. Like $9.
Ooh, I'm glad we don't stop drinking it years ago, but I can imagine.
When you're looking at the staples, bread is running $3 to $4 for a loaf. Bread, I said, man, give me some organic flour. Let me learn how to make this shit right here.
And that's the truth, man. Like I said, I've been telling people for years, start growing, man. Like you got to get some resemblance of a green thumb. It's not you don't need a lot. You don't need a lot. You know.
To start tightening up.
You don't need a ton. I'm trying to tell you hydroponic shit you can build in a room in your house for under $50. You know, for under $50, you can grow food or vegetables, I should say, year round. Yeah, a lot of people better go. If they smart, they'll start becoming vegetarians if they already started on that path, because there's still time. But the time is what you make it. Okay, so you can sit on your fucking hands if you want to out here, but you better, you know, for some people, they're going to find themselves in stuck between a rock and a hard place. You still can get GMO-free, still get heirloom seeds. If you need the connect, you can find me right here, okay? I don't sell seeds. I actually give a lot of seeds away. Ask Mix Hudson. I mailed her some seeds because I got a ton of them. I've been storing my seeds for years, so I got my own seed bank. You know what I'm saying? Every time I grow, I keep seeds. You know what I'm saying? Because if the wealthy people got a fucking seed bank, which they do have up in the Arctic, why don't you have yours? Why you ain't got yours? Just a question. So. But yeah, you better get to back. We're gonna have to learn how to do shit with our hands from that regard. But you can completely embrace what they got on the table for everybody. You know what I'm saying? There's gonna be some people who love the shit that they.
Ain't
no,
why
are
you embracing that shit now?
Man, I don't know. Some motherfuckers hyped up. Some people are hyped up for this shit. That they bringing in, and you know that should, you know, more power to you. If you can make it work for you, then so be it. You know, people are ready for the metaverse. They fired up for crypto and shit like that. Like I'm saying, it's leading to other shit. But you know, hey, I'm just one person. But it's
well,
some people completely embracing the collapse of the dollar, that they, some people are cheering on the collapse of the dollar so they can have a completely digital currency. But please, this is my whole thing. Don't think that this crypto shit is like the wild, wild west and it ain't going to be regulated. If you think that, you are a fucking fool. If you think the international bankers are going to allow a digital currency to run unchecked, to be not in their control, you're tripping. Straight up, you're tripping if you really think. That's why I'm saying this is how they, that's why they presented this shit like this. This is why they introduced the digital currency in that manner so people would just fall head over heels for it. You know what I'm saying? So this is why they allow a particular portion of people who bought into it early to bubble. So they, you know, they bought Bitcoin 10 years ago, or, you know, they came into Moon Rocks, whatever the fuck it is this week, and they can flip it for real. You got to ask yourself. You know, you got to ask yourself these situations. Why, you know, are they allowing these things to happen? Because they are allowing it to happen. This is, and like I said, so once I start seeing how they want to pull niggas in it, I said, okay, yeah, that's what this shit is. Because they're propping up cryptocurrency as saying this will close the wealth gap. This is how they selling crypto to people, to mostly to Nubian people. This is going to allow, no pun intended, a reset, and Nubian people's ability to close the wealth gap, to fight inequality with cryptocurrency. All right?
I mean, Neff, people are just not looking at the fundamentals. So
right?
If these people can put mandates on and just like that dictate who can and can't do what, right?
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think they can just turn around and wipe every benefit that they're selling of a cryptocurrency off the goddamn map?
That's all I'm saying, Mr. Lowry. This is why I just don't want, I want people to walk with their eyes wide open.
Yeah.
Not in a what they call that when the vampires glamour. Not walk with a glamour that you're glamored. You're so enamored that you don't see the game, because it's always a game behind it. It's always a game behind it, you know. But if you can play it properly, and you know how to move it, then so be it. Because like I said, they selling land, they selling real estate in the meta world, and it's for sale. it's for sale, and they leasing it. You know what I'm saying? So they got this shit ready for these people. Let me play this for you real quick.
I was 9 years old.
Okay, I'm gonna play this for you real quick, and we're gonna look up a couple things. Shout out to Starchild. I know she just bought some virtual real estate. She bought some virtual real estate. Like I said, if you're going to fuck around, you better be Neo. You better be Neo in the Matrix. Don't let it suck you whole.
Right.
Understand how to manipulate it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. No, you know what I'm saying? Like, know how to manipulate this shit. If you can do that, then that means you can have a mastery over it, and it not control you, right? Everything we do, we want to have our own level of mastery of it. So that means that we're not attached to it. That means we're not emotionally attached to these things. That means that we can be or do as the one percenters do. That's what they do. They manipulate shit. Right? That's all they do. That's all I'm focused on, is manipulating systematic institutional systematic systems. That's what I'm into, manipulating that shit.
That's called eyes wide open. That's what it's called.
Right.
Get in, get out, pump, dump, do what you got to do and make what you got to make.
Right.
But I agree. These people are selling us on a digital world, and they are buying up all our fucking land. They're stealing our private property. They're selling us an illusion. Metaverse?
Right.
Like humans. Metaverse? You can't eat fucking metaverse. You need to eat something that's coming up out that ground.
No, they got impossible burgers for them. They got impossible burgers.
They're stealing out. They are confiscating private property. We're going back on a goddamn plantation.
They are.
Whether it be physical or digital. These people are selling a fucking digits on a computer screen as something that's real.
Yes.
And we as an American public is just sitting down and say, here, take the land, boss. That's plantation. When you had to get out there and pick that goddamn cotton for him, and he came and take all of your cotton.
Yeah.
And in return, you got pig slops.
Sharecropping.
Shit, if he ain't give you your 40 acres and the mule, what makes you think he going to set you up in this so-called utopia of a digital world? They're stealing our land, man. They are confiscated. If you don't have land, you don't have nothing. Not unless you got wings on your back, then you can build your house in the middle of the goddamn sky and just live there. It may be possible, but Clifford can't do that shit yet. I need a house. I walk on the ground. And these people are hitting us with, remember the Keep Your Eyes on Your Fries commercial now? When the two
keep
friends sit there, keep your eyes on your fries at McDonald's. And he say, look over there. Look at you go looking all over there and shit. And then you look back, all your fries gone. And you be mad as a mug. And he's sitting there like, I don't know what happened to your fries. I don't know. Here's Metaverse.
Right. I told you, I said that. I'll keep saying it. They're preparing for people to live very poorly, meagerly. In the physical world and in the virtual world, that they can be whatever they want to be, like literally. I mean, that is their if you watched his I actually have it. I'm gonna post it in our WGAG Super Bowl group. He did a whole infomercial on Facebook for about an hour, and y'all can check it out. And it's Ready Player One. Now I understand why Don said watch that movie called Something Man. I forget what it was called. Yeah, I got to watch that now because I saw clips of it. I saw clips of it earlier today. So, yeah, that's what all that is. The feed, yeah. So we'll say that again, the feed, that's what this is. But so understand, and they're going to continue to milk this shit. And look at Europe right now. And what do I mean by this shit? I mean this situation, this so-called disease or whatever that's floating around. Germany has threatened to lock down again. Okay? Germany has threatened to lock down again. They want digital IDs. This is not a falsehood. So YouTube police, this is not misinformation. This is straight from your credible sources. This is straight from the Reuters. This is straight from, and when you look at who runs Reuters, well, you see who runs Reuters, former head of Pfizer, actually runs a newspaper now, major outlet Reuters. But they want digital IDs. We already know. I mean, this is how they got people infatuated with digital wallets. That's another part of the crypto chain. So here it is. Ooh, World Economic Forum cites stats showing how digital IDs can accelerate national economies. You see where they're going with this, people? They're saying the way to get out of the pain of inflation, some shortages in food, is supply chain. It's through digital IDs. I gotta give these people a hand clap though, because they real good. They're real good at what they do. They understand the laws. They understand natural law, which we all supposed to be living by. Shout out, Don is reading the Sacred Wisdom of Tahuti on Thursdays. That is natural law. You can call it hermetic law. All the other names that it goes by. That way of life, I started digging heavy on natural law like about a year ago. Like, I have to like live my life like that, understanding this, really living by the principles of natural law, universal law, more than cause and effect, but all those, you know, laws of vibration, all that, just do that. So they know what they're doing. Here it is. A new World Economic Forum white papers, which is y'all research paper, finds reason to believe that the digital ID programs will be decisive in modern financial services. In turn, those digitized services will play a growing role in the economic recovery from the COVID pandemic. Three factors are cited as recovery accelerators. This is why I say, for especially because you gotta understand, like, just take America. We'll just use a sample size of America. America supposedly has a population of 330 million people. They say to be in the 5% economically in particular states, you have to make about $400,000+, right? So that's 5% of a state's population. So if 5% of, say, California state population makes 400 grand, you got 95%. And then you have what they call the 5%ers. And I saw this in one of their another paper. Then you have the 5%ers. The 5%ers are people who make 120 between, I think it started at 105 to that 400 slot. So those are who they call the 5%ers, right? So that's 6% of the population. That leaves 94%. 94% makes 100,000 or less. Well, if you can put a stranglehold on the 94% and you hurt them financially and you start creating these pain points for them, they will take what they are saying hook, line, and sinker. So they are going to cite what are accelerators, right? What is an accelerant? Something that gets things going real fast. And people love quick shit. They want relief fast, right? It says, first, digital ID will be the catalyst of a more fully digital future. Second, small and mid-sized businesses the world over, heavily impacted by COVID on purpose, will be helped back to health thanks to digital identification programs. I hope that they're going to go into detail how that's going to work. Like, how does a digital identification program help small and medium-sized businesses? Only way it's going to help small and medium-sized businesses is if governments mandate or try to write into law what they already doing out here. That's the only way, right? Because then that becomes the new norm. That becomes the way of a transaction, full transaction in all things. That's the only way. It said third, and more measurably than the first two, is evidence out of China that digital services, including IDs and biometric systems, have transformed consumer habits and delivered tangible benefits to Chinese citizens. The Chinese way is the model of the future. We already knew this. A lot of us here already knew that, right? We knew that's where they were going. We were on it years ago. We already knew that. The first accelerator, they said, digital ID will give people everywhere access, not only to financial services, but to political and social circles. India's Aadhaar identification program is cited as one example. We're going to have to look that program up, y'all. What is it called? Aadhaar identification program. Let's check it out. I see they don't have no hyperlink on it, so they don't want people to actually really know about that shit. They just mentioned it. Right? So here we go. Aadhaar, home of the Unique Identification Authority of India. Here we go. This is an Indian government website that we're about to head to. It was launched in 2009. Yeah. It says Aadhaar. I bet you that. I know it got a meaning. Can we look up what Aadhaar means? Aadhaar? What that even means? Because we know it has some kind of meaning to it. Okay, that's not it. What is about AUDI? About. Just go look about the about.
Can you spell that again?
Aadhaar.
Okay.
It has to have some kind of meaning. It says Aadhaar is for every resident of India.
Mm.
You go to the about and the damn link don't work on the about page. That's not surprising. They really don't want you to know about shit. It says link, not file, URLs, not here. And this is their official website. They don't have a working link. Let's go to, all these servers are down. All of them. Unique URL. HTML was not found on this server. Is it just now that they got a problem with all these links? It says, what is Aadhaar? Aadhaar is a verifiable 12-digit identification number issued in the UIDHI to the resident of India for free of cost. Right, because they don't want us knowing, right? The about page ain't working. The mission and vision statement page ain't working. God damn. You know? And this ain't no rinky dink. This is the official government page. What's really happening?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get anything more about composition of the authority? Can we get something on that? Click on it, y'all. All those links are dead. All the links about this shit is all not working. All of them. Incredible. Okay, well, we pretty much get the jokes of it, right? It's a new identification. So they're going to throw away your social security card. Your social security got a new system because they want to implement a new system. So, all right. It says Paul Romer, the World Bank's chief economist, is referenced in the paper saying, despite drawbacks encountered, Aadhaar gives millions high-speed access for the first time, half to business and government service. I read that all wrong. Says the World Bank's chief economist is referenced in the paper saying, despite drawbacks encountered, Aadhaar gives millions high-speed access for the first time, half to business and government services. They can't even write, boy. It says, following on ripples from digital identification programs, including in banking, payment, and informed regulations, are examined as well. We already know what that is. Yeah, that's the the whole digitization of all things, meaning that the major banks are going to take a transformation too. That means that the big banks are going to serve, they're going to be used in a different light, in a different way than what they're being used for right now. You know, I don't know what that means. Do they merge with the government? Do banks then merge with the government? Because that's the only thing I can think of, meaning that they will no longer be intermediaries, right? They won't be intermediaries anymore.
So basically, it's a digital pass. It's a digital ID. It's a digital passport. Over here, we would probably say something like a vaccine passport right now is the buzzword.
This will probably be
the same thing. Everything you do is going to be tracked to that card right there. Everything.
Yes.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
All your movements, all your bio, when they're talking biometric, you know, they're talking about, you know, your biology. They're talking about you.
Yeah.
So all of your biometric, everything that you do will be tied to that particular number, and you can't do nothing. If you don't have one, you can't. You're locked out.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have one.
Mm-hmm.
This is
so crazy. It says officials of some developing economies such as China, Ghana, India, among others, are sold on the idea. Nigeria has been pushing its digital ID program and has reported that 66 million or more citizens and legal residents have enrolled their biometric identifiers to get a national ID. You always can push this shit on the poorer countries. Why do you think Venezuela was the first country to officially accept Bitcoin and all these other ones as a real means of doing transactions?
Because their currency belly, they collapsed.
I know. This is what I'm saying. You know, you can always get it. You always can get those things ushered in those third world countries. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's where the initial experiment happened. Let me look that up real quick. Let me check it out. I think, let me see. Countries that have incorporated cryptocurrency in 2021. Let's look. Where is it being used around the world? Check these countries out, y'all. Check the countries out, okay? The number one place right now that is using it the most, Vietnam. India is second. Pakistan is third. Ukraine is fourth. Kenya is fifth. Nigeria, Venezuela, Togo, Argentina, Colombia, Thailand, China, Brazil, the Philippines, Ghana, Tanzania, Afghanistan, the Russian Federation, South Africa, America. You see? So you see that pattern right there? Okay. This is how they do. You know, let me finish this right here. It says the second accelerator, a revived small and medium-sized business sector depends on digital ID making access to financing far easier and more commonplace. This is true in developed economies, where sole proprietors might service electronics, as it is in big economies where small businesses might address more basic but just as important economic needs. Of course, those businesses can also use digital services to become more part of a buyer's economic life. All right? So they're saying, see, this is how you know they want to change how they lend money out. So they'll give, again, that's getting rid of the old system. That means credit scores and all that other stuff, how you, you know, your pay history, how you take care of shit, if you're responsible or not in that regard, goes away. Then it's going to become more behavioral based. What is your behavior? Do you follow rules, like the real rules that we're about to get ready to set up? It's going to be behavioral based. Said, of course, said the third accelerator is experience. The third accelerator is experience gained in China. For example, appetites for digital finance management services increased by 10% since COVID struck. Pre-pandemic digital growth, of course, often was more robust, but points to how digital IDs can boost an economy. The size of China's digital wealth management market was 77.6 billion yuan, meaning 120 billion American dollars. In 2013, and 6.9 trillion won, which is 1 trillion by 2019. According to the paper, the market accounted for 13.2 of China's asset management activity. And it's not, to me, it ain't no coincidence that they trying to crash their fucking housing market over there in China. Not a coincidence, man. It's just not. And it said in 2019, 170 million Chinese internet users bought internet financial services. The annual growth rate of citizens buying financial products online was more than 10% that year, at a point that market had held for some time. But I just like how they're hella vague about what those services actually are in this paper. They're not specific at all. It's just real general and real blanketed. Like, what are those internet financial products? Is that just simply money management through hedge funds and management houses like TD Water, you know, or what is that, Price Water Cooper, WPC? See all those fucking spots? I don't know. But you get it. So let's tap into this real quick because this is what they're getting people prepared for. Here we go.
I was today years old when I found out.
One big thing that is happening right now currently is that people are buying digital plots of land in the metaverse. They are buying digital real estate right now. I mean, it's absolutely crazy.
There is a building boom breaking out, but it's not happening in your backyard. It is happening in a fake world called the metaverse. The virtual real estate market is on fire right now, and our next guest says there is real money to be made in this fake land grab. What's unique about the metaverse today is that virtual worlds are being designed specifically for adults, where they can live inside these virtual worlds and carry out their life.
Websites like Rentable.
Is it for adults? Can live inside of the virtual world and carry out their lives. So that means that they're going to have people fully integrated, right, into these systems. So that means that's almost, you know what that is, what I envision when I hear that, newbie? It makes me think that people will, like, be lying in a bed with the shit tapped into them neurologically while they just lay lifelessly, like, in a bed. But yet they're in this world, this virtual world, like, living it up. That's what I envision when I hear that. Run that back.
Where they can live inside these virtual worlds and carry out their life.
Websites like Rentable.
No.
Virtual worlds are being designed specifically for adults, where they can live inside these virtual worlds and carry out their life.
Websites like Rentable are literally a...
Okay, now let's look up this website called Rentable. Okay. Let's go Rentable. There we go. Rentable. Is that... I know Rentable is a... hold on. Let's check it out. Let's go back.
Land grab. What's unique about the metaverse today is that virtual worlds are being designed specifically for adults, where they can live inside these virtual worlds and carry out their life.
Websites like Rentable are literally a leasing agency for virtual real estate. Like, all you really have to do is just browse and choose the property that's within your monthly budget. Make sure the...
Okay. I'm going to Rentable right now, and I'm going to see these virtual worlds right now. Let me see. Rentable. If I'm about to look this shit up, I'm about to do this. Hold on. Let me check
this
out.
This Rentable is virtual. Crazy.
Okay, Rentable virtual land. Let's go. Rent in, it's called Centraland. Centraland metaverse property. Let's just check it out, y'all. It's based on the Ethereum blockchain, right? Here's the link. Y'all can check it out. We are living it. We are in it, y'all. We are in it, baby. All right? That's why the title of these upcoming shows is the Fourth Industrial Revolution here. Let me open up the mic, 909. 909, I think it's Tony, man. Come on in here, 909. Don't have their politics. 909. Oh, they hung up. Come back, 909. Come back. Okay, they came back. 909.
Hey, how you doing?
It's Suzette. What's up, yeah. Suzette?
You are right on point. Nobody's talking about this. Nobody's talking about this. I haven't heard it from anybody. I've been looking at it, researching it. I haven't even talked about it on my show, so you are right on point. And by the way, I found the Adhar site. I put it in the chat room under I'm on Daily News. And so it talks about India's digital ID system, and it goes through what it is. And there's even a video, 2 minutes long.
Oh, so a video?
To play that.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah. We can go to that for sure.
Yeah, you can scroll.
But I'm trying. We'll go back to it.
I wanted to check out this virtual rental land. Holy crap.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
Yeah. Let's check it out. Let's learn something. Let's learn something tonight.
Yeah.
That's what we're here to do, right? We're here to learn and know what the hell is going on. Because, like I said, I'm put this in the YouTube for the YouTube folk over there. There you go. Ooh, I'm in the wrong thing. Hold on, let me get out of that. I did not mean to be in that name. My bad. Fuck. In the wrong account. Sorry, I'm trying to get into my, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I'm trying to get in on YouTube. I was in on the wrong account. There we go. Okay. Here we go for the YouTube family over there. What up, Jael? See Jael over there. What up, Miss Hudson? Miss Hudson over there, too. There you go. Boom. All right. It says Metaverse Properties it's called Decentraland. Suzette, are you in the BTR chat room? Is that where you hanging out? Is that where you at right now?
Yeah.
You
that's
say chat room?
I know about.
Oh, man, you need to come to the after party, girl. You need to get on that after party. Okay, I see you over there. Okay, here you go.
Okay. Yeah, give me an invitation.
Yes, I will. I'll hit you up, and I'll do it before the show is over. I'll leave the link. All right, here we go, y'all. You can rent, you can buy this land, you can rent it, right? And clearly you can invest in a Meta REIT. They got a real estate investment trust, okay? Now, this is the part where I'm saying, if this shit is coming, and it clearly is, it's here, it ain't coming, it is here, you better know how to manipulate these new structures. Do not be a consumer of all this shit, but be a master over it. You see what I'm saying? Don't.
Yeah,
if anything. Right. If anything, dare I say, if anything, this is the opportunity for motherfuckers who never really, who thought they never had a fair shake in this physical reality. If you're wise enough, you get a second chance. And literally, there was a game called Second Chance. You've heard Don refer to that game called Second Life. I think it's called Second Life. And you get a second life. They're giving you a second life. What you going to do with it? Or are you just going to be like the masses with it? Are you just going to be like the masses in it who party and bullshit in it? I don't know. I at least wanted to have my aspects of control.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say I get shut out. Yeah, that's why I say I get shout out to Star Child. She bought her some virtual real estate because she know motherfuckers getting in this shit. They're gonna be in it wholeheartedly. Here it is, y'all. Centerland Properties. There is a Centerland property that's made for you. This I'm gonna do it in my commercial voice. Centerland is a decentralized virtual reality platform powered by the Ethereum blockchain. Within that Decentraland platform, users can create, experience, and monetize their content and applications. From conference to commercial spaces to art galleries to family homes and hangout spots, Metaverse Properties offers land and premium locations for individuals, enterprises, and institutions. You'll find our land in five districts in the Central Land, including Crypto Valley, Dragon City, Ethereum City, Vegas City, Fashion Street, and District X and more. Listen to this shit, y'all. This is this is wow, we living in this shit. They got accelerators going on all right out here, Mr. Lowry. Okay. Let's look at buy in any here we go. Take this out. Go to the buy land part. Global digital asset estates. Let's click on that. Let's click on that and see what that is. Global digital asset estates. For more information, contact Michael at gda@.capital. Okay. So you can just make an offer. Damn. Christopher Williams is in the hospital right now, but he had a song called If I'm Dreaming, Just Let Me Sleep. Don't wake me up till my dream is complete.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone. Yeah. Yeah,
man, so you mean to tell me they don't monetize those simulation apps the kids can play? You know,
and
buy little stuff for your world. You know, we monetize
yes.
it, I suppose.
Yeah, and it's moving a million miles a minute.
Mm-hmm.
It's moving a million miles a minute right now.
And guess what? Because people are hating their lives, they may be poor and all this other. So, find some meta property there, some virtual property, and be who you want to be and have what you want to have, but it's not real. But then, I mean, they're going to appease people with that. They're going to say,
yeah,
I want to be a model, or I want to be a whatever, you know, and have mm-hmm. a nice house and table. And sure, you can virtually. You put on those virtual glasses, and you're off to Never Never Land. You know?
That's what I'm saying, Suzette. That's why I say I envision people who are going to be, like, laying in this physical world, just, like, laying in a bed or laying on a couch or some shit, like, brain dead, like, gone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
their physical body is gone.
Virtual land? Yeah. They'll never want to come out.
And then... Right, and that shit'll tap into their neurological brain. They'll tap that shit in, and they will get the full sense of that shit. Is that's real? That's the new reality. You know,
that's the Matrix. Like
they're gonna be able to feel, taste, and touch. They're gonna be able to take the five lower senses and make that shit real in the virtual world. So they'll be able to, you know, touch people. Smell
mm-hmm.
people, of course, see.
Yeah, that second life, they
them.
Have, like, clubs where you can hook up with people and, you know, be
right.
on the
You
beach
already
beach
know,
beach.
Suzette, that's where it all goes to. You know what I'm saying? It sounds. Remember when the Internet
mm-hmm.
first came out, we could exchange information and pornographic material quickly became
and
the number one seller on
oh,
the
yeah.
Internet. The number one seller. You know, I have no problem. If somebody could get in and make a little bit of money off of it, you know, more power
mm-hmm.
to you. And I wish you much success in it. But don't none of that mm-hmm. shit make fucking sense. We are human.
Yeah.
How the hell are we going to survive in a strictly, okay, from the day I'm born to the day I die, I
mm-hmm.
just put glasses on. And I just exist
but,
in this
mm-hmm.
world.
I'm telling y'all. Y'all got to go watch the feed. They are, I mean, they, you know, you got to go watch the feed. You know what I'm saying? That is the future. What was the last part of the feed? The last aspect of the feed was them creating, putting those mechanics, those all this technology inside of that woman's womb so she can birth. She can birth a child that's already part of this digital world.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
So now you can propagate the species in it.
Holy
okay.
Shit.
Now,
you
I mean,
what saying?
I got to look at the
yeah.
what the fuck the principle underneath of what they saying. I live
yeah.
in a world where my feet is on the ground. All this shit here is going
yeah.
to lead to a very, very dark, primitive place where it's going back to zero. These
mm.
people have been dreaming up this technocratic shit for ages. They
yes.
they had
yes,
to
they
put
have.
This shit in the box because people was like, this stuff is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy.
And check this out.
This is mass-induced psychosis, living in a delusion.
Hey.
This
is why I love Donna Corleone, because what did she tell us to do, to cut away the illusions, right? To keep cutting at illusions, right? Yeah, this is the biggest and grandest of them all right here. Here we go.
There is a building boom breaking out, but it's not happening in your backyard. It is happening in a fake world called the metaverse. The virtual real
fake.
Estate market is on fire right now, and our next guest says there is real money to be made in this fake land grab. What's unique about the metaverse today is that virtual worlds are being designed specifically for adults, where they can live inside these virtual worlds and carry out their life.
Websites like Rentable are literally a leasing agency for virtual real estate. Like, all you really have to do is just browse and choose the property that's within your monthly budget. Make sure the length of the lease is what you need and the location is good. And also there's a security deposit, just like in the real world, where if you're late on paying the rent for the following month, then you lose that deposit. And then as soon as you pay for your first month's rent, the land is yours to do whatever you want with, right? The ultimate goal of the metaverse is to look and move around freely, interact with others, and access information just like in the real world.
The metaverse aims to connect with reality by designing a large-scale virtual reality setting where anyone can have a persistent presence as an extension of the physical self or company. The metaverse could also be a merger of all realities, filled with artificial intelligent entities, making it possible for people and other beings to communicate and interact in shared environments. An example of this is like what they showed in that movie, Free Guy.
That's what I got to see, Free Guy. That's what Don's been talking about, going to watch Free Guy. So I'm definitely going to watch it. I'm going to watch it tonight.
I saw it.
Watch it tonight. Yeah. I'm going to watch it tonight. But, yeah, but that's what it is. So, yeah, man, that's what they got in store for these folks. I mean, it's here. It's definitely here. What else they got?
It is the abolition of private physical property, and this is the mechanism to make that happen. You will wake up and you will own all of this virtual property, but when you walk outside your door, you will be 100% subject to the dictates of some madman who done got together and say, this is how we're going to do this. We are going to rule forever. And this is how we're going to do it.
Ready Player One. If you ain't seen it, go watch it. That's what that shit was, Mr. Lowry. When people go outside, they have forces that, like military, like forces that wore, like, you know, these black suits and with batons and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what was out in the physical world, but they go into that fucking game world, and you know, and that's where they were. But like I said, the shit was wild because they was living in shipping containers. I can't get over that because that's now the solution for affordable housing, living in shipping containers. That's a big thing. Tiny houses in fucking shipping containers.
Tiny houses, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Then it'll be okay. Yeah. Just put your glasses on. You got a mansion on the selling websites and shit. You selling websites.
So here we go. Robotic CEO says their goal is to remove human labor from the economy. Period. Robotic CEO says their goal is to remove human labor from the economy. In response to the so-called...
So what,
you're
going to work in the virtual world?
In response to the so-called labor shortage, companies are looking to finally replace workers with machines. And robotics companies couldn't be happier to oblige. David Zapicio, the CEO of robotics company Amtech Inc., told Bloomberg News that his company is firing on all cylinders because, as he put it, people want to remove labor. He's not alone in his musings. Executives at Hormel Food Corp. and Domino's Pizza have also confirmed to Bloomberg that they're investing in automation in an effort to reduce labor costs in response to the tight labor supply. One of Hormel's vice president put it, the trend rises an ominous question. What about us humans? The brave new world. The economics of robots replacing human workers are in a word, froth. If the trend keeps growing, Massachusetts Institute of Technology economist Darren Acemoglu told Bloomberg, labor demand will grow slowly, inequality will increase. How many times did I say that they will always use race, equity, and inequality to pass and implement all the shit they want to. And it pisses me off because niggas took it hook, line, and sinker. I'm mad because, like, I'm with you on this, Mr. Lowry. Niggas forfeited their rightful position as caretakers to a planet because they were sold on inequality, racism, and having no equity. They played them, and they played them good. You know what I'm saying? And it bothers. I hate it. I really hate that the Nubian folks fell for it, man. That's why I said, man, I can't stand progressives. I was saying I was in Berkeley the other day. I took my daughter. I was out with my daughter, and I was in Berkeley, and we were just walking down the street. No, we were coming out of Urban Outfitters. We was coming out of Urban Outfitters, and we were, shopping. And I went to the back side of the store, and on the back side of the store were all these Tesla batteries where people were charging their cars. And I was looking at them, and I had the most disgusted look on my face. I said, look at these motherfuckers. They just sitting in their fucking little Teslas and eating bagels and shit, and just waiting for their cars to charge. This feeling came over me. It was like I was disgusted. I've never been that disgusted, like watching people. I was just so disgusted. It looked artificial, man. How much can I say? It looked really weird, artificial. You know what I'm saying? I said to myself, I really do not like liberal yuppies. I really, really don't like them.
Well, they think everybody needs to be like them, or so they
right.
so-called leveling the playing field, but it seems to be their field is a little bit higher, and it's getting higher and higher. I took a trip a couple weekends ago up north to Grizzly, California, and the rest stops that they had all these charging stations. There were at least 10 of them, but they were empty.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody charging anything, but yet we're mm-hmm. us. People here that are commoners are being charged tax to the hilt to pay for those, knowing that I'm not going to be able to ever afford a Tesla or really any other electric car for that matter. I mean, Jesus Christ.
And the bad part about it is we cannot find one successful long-standing society mm-hmm. based on these cooked-up theoretical utopian platforms they put out here. I can see if you can demonstrate, if somebody come to my office with a proposal, show me how your proposal has been demonstrated to be effective. So don't tell me some theoretical shit that this is how it's going to work, and you can't show me that it worked. Everywhere they tried this stuff, you're talking about a collapse of astronomical proportions. Venezuela was on top. Maybe 10 years, they were on top. I mean, they were dominating the Southern Hemisphere. And doing this shit here, they collapse to the point of there's no way out for the average Venezuelan.
They didn't do it right. Don't you know? The way we're going to do it is going to be
right,
different.
Right, right. The way we're going to do it is the right way. Now, all them other ways in Venezuela,
failed.
All throughout South America, that's what destroyed South America. South America has a very rich history. Those of us Nubians, as you say, here in North America, when you go and trace our history, it's going to get real sketchy somewhere around 1300. It's going to be a gap. Now, the reason for that gap is because we have a very long-standing history down in South America. We have a robust history in South. They keep that away from us. See, they're giving us a wrong picture of South America. So most of us have no idea. But if you trace our history in North America, it's going to lead you back down to South America, right? And that's what collapsed them. This was the system they used to take over the resource rich lands outside of Europe. Europe is a resource-starved land. So they brought this centralized, a tainted view, put it like that, of a centralized thing, and that's what they were using to take over people's land. This is not your land. This land belongs to everybody. Now, they were down there eating mangoes and shit and whatever they was doing, chilling for thousands and thousands of years. Then all of a sudden, these group of men come down and say, that's not your land. It's all our land. And we're going to have the state to make sure everything is equitably distributed. But what happened? They took all their people's shit. Where was the equality in Africa? Where was the equality? They took all the people. They digging the holes down to the core of the earth, taking all of their resources.
And
where's the equality?
Yep, just like you're doing now. Mm-hmm.
Where's my diamond?
Yep.
How come I got to pay $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 for a little piece of a diamond if it was supposed to be all ours? Where my cut?
Yeah.
So
this
is
when
the same con. The same con.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I start owning the companies, then they can mandate stuff like they're doing, they're trying to do here in the United States with the mandating the vaccines and having the companies do it or do it through OSHA rather than through Congress. And so once they own those companies, they can mandate anything that they want to, you know. And these people are thinking, no, it's going to be, we're going to share in the economy. We're going to be all rich equally. And it's like, no, we're going to be all poor equally, not rich.
Right. Then what part of making rich locking half of America out of the job market through these mandates? How is that making you rich? They don't lock all the half of goddamn Americans out. And then threaten the business.
And
if you don't enforce
it,
we're going to push you out of business if you don't enforce it. So you telling me all these people, millions as we speak, I've heard horror stories on a daily basis. Horror stories. So you mean to tell me all those people tomorrow going to go to Metaverse and they're going to be able to feed their children because this particular facility said I can no longer work because I refuse a mandate. Put it like that.
Right.
That's the real world. See, we have this carrot of a metaverse world on one side. Then we have these people confiscating the right to make a living in private property on the other side. Right? So we got the promise of this grand utopia, but in the middle of it, which is today, I'm fired. I don't have a job. I'm a business owner. They're fining me out of business.
Right.
Because
what,
I'm not doing all
violation?
Of this stuff. You understand that there's a middle part to this shit right here. So what am I supposed to do until Zuckerberg fucking perfect metaverse. What am I supposed to do?
Right.
I can't go to metaverse right now and say, send me a loaf of bread and use the property equity in my meta land. You can't. You may have had $3.50.
Yeah. You get the government
look
check
the
that they're going to be sending you your universal basic income that's not going to be able to buy squat. You maybe get a loaf of bread and maybe a
that's
half gallon of milk.
Really
and there you go. There's your paycheck.
Man, this is plantation. This is a high-tech plantation. The Nazis did nothing more than codify that shit that they had codified in these plantations they was running in the United States. That's it. This is plantation. That's what they did. That's what they do in jail, ain't it? You got to go out there and work and make tags and whatever they make in fucking jail, and they put something digitally on your canteen books. So you got 5 credits, and you can go to canteen once a week and get you a bar of soap. That's what they do in jail.
Right.
So people are not looking at that middle part where reality is in all of this cooked up stuff that they cannot demonstrate has ever worked because they know it don't work because they know it's nothing but a con to confiscate and take back what they felt was already theirs in the first place.
True. That's very true. Yeah. You know, what do you say? You want to own nothing and be happy, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Because in the virtual land, they'll have everything. And so the people that don't have much now just think, wow, this virtual land's going to be so cool. I'm ready
so
for
that. What happens
I'm
if
in.
You don't have a pair of glasses? What happens if the glasses break?
Oh, then you're out.
Oh,
out.
Man.
Maybe you'll be able to hear what's going on in your video land there.
check out Watch Elysium. That is a really good depiction too. Have you two seen Elysium? Have you seen it?
No.
Elysium. No.
Yeah. You need to watch it. And that's the thing. I mean, they've been telling us for years through the cinemas. They've been telling us for years through the cinemas what was the game plan and what would they wanted to lie ahead. What did they want to create? And then they say truth is stranger than fiction. So of course, you know, most people are not going to believe it. It looks far fetched. How could that be? No way. Blah 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 blah. Go watch Elysium. And then you talked about all them people who can't work. Mr. Lowry, all those people who are going to have difficulties being employed, well, in Elysium, all those people, they lived on Earth while the Bezos, the Musk, and anybody who can afford lived above the Earth. And they had all the rest of the humans working. They shovel coal or whatever else they were supposed to do to send it up to the Elysium above the Earth for them to live very, very well. They had, you know, they created this artificial
utopia,
you know, world, and they had green grass. They had the best technology, so if they ever got sick, they just go through a machine and then boop, they were healed in seconds. It's a heck of a movie. And who were the people on Earth? Who were they, overseers? Robots.
Yeah.
Robots.
You can go back
to change
the Running Man in 1987.
Right. Running Man. You're right.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
those people, the rich people lived above ground and everybody else was down below in the sewers.
Right.
All the poor people.
Okay, let's get back to this Brave New World. It says right here, it says says George Nicholas of ZNet said the robot revolution isn't coming, it's already here. The founder of a company that is literally named Brain Corp even told Nicholas that its fleet of autonomous robots have done the equivalent of what 6.8 million hours of human work can be done. We are thrilled to celebrate reaching 100 billion square foot of coverage with our fleet, which represents the square foot of footage of the entire commercial space of the United States. Ooh-wee, there it is. Check it out, there it is. So, you know, hey, I've been on this train for the last 2 years. The only thing I can say, but depending on what you do, I just say you got to create as much wealth as you can for yourself for the transition, man. I mean, that's the only thing I can do, because again, their goal is 2030. They don't hide it. Their goal is 2030. They say it all the time, do they not?
Yeah. Yep.
That is their point. So people better have something that they've have planned out for these next several years. What is your game plan? What is your plan of action? What's your plan of action? If you got one, if you just, go with the flow and stuff like that, that's more power to you. That's your business. You can do as you please. Me personally, I got a plan of action, and I'm gonna execute it. You know what I'm saying? Most high be willing, I'm going to execute it. And that's the life I'm living for me and my little squad, my squad over here. So, I don't know, it is saying in the past, 2030, even said in the past 2030, the world would be no more as we know it, And what was that written in the 80s?
Well, they can say 2030 all they want. The world was supposed to end in fucking 2000 in Y2K, who was supposed to end. And then, acid rain was supposed to kill us.
I don't think it's a question of ending. It's just a transformation.
People keep their eyes on the physical world. Increase your opportunities in this world. Look for opportunities.
That's what I'm saying.
In this world,
That's what I'm saying, because they want everybody to transfer over to the other. Because they want everybody. This is what I'm saying. Get your plan of action to execute here on the physical side, because the transformation is here and moving forward. So that's why I can see why they said 2030 will be no more as we know it, because that is a goal that they're trying to establish, the full-on implementation by 2030. So they're pushing for it. So I'm saying in these years that you got up until there, like you said, take what's yours, what's rightfully yours here, right now. If you don't, again, hey, we got free will. You can do it if you want to. You cannot to. You can let the chips fall where they may for you. Some people like to live. They like blowing in the wind. I don't.
Yeah, really. They've had setbacks. That's why it was Agenda 21. Agenda 21 and now 2030.
Yes.
So they've had setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Because people aren't cooperating, and right now
the Americans aren't cooperating,
protesting.
We are the prize baby.
America has
baby.
To fall first. To make it all go, this country has to fall.
Yes, because we're gonna pull everything else down around us. Because we are the
host.
Everything is feeding
America
off
is the
of
nucleus.
America. Yeah.
Yes.
So they got to take us out. It's going to be some challenges, Suzette. I ain't even going to sit here and bullshit nobody. And intents and purposes is going to get violent. At a certain point in this, the rubber is going to hit the road. You're not going to be able to just, arbitrarily push people over into this grand utopia. It don't work like that. History has shown that not to be the case. At all. They tried to sell the French that same shit on the French Revolution, and a lot of people believed in it. You know what I mean? That's how it is. able to flip things over in France, but on the other side of that, man, they went through a reign of terror. Like, it's scary even just reading that history, some of that stuff that happened that transpired that was totally opposite of this utopian vision that they dangled mm-hmm. out in front of those people. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a reign of repression.
Yeah. Out of that, the, what is it, the UK or Britain, Great Britain had risen when France had gone down, because France already was in a economic decline. But then Elizabeth the First had come in, and she had started mandating or requiring people get jobs, and you'll have masters who will train you at your jobs. You can't quit your job unless you get this permission. You're going to be told what to wear, what to buy, this and that. But her economy started getting going because people were moving. They were being productive. And then you had then King Henry had come in, and then he basically took it to shit. And then that's when Britain had come up. So there's always going to be some country that's going to be rising. And so we don't let America fall. I don't think we're going to go down as easy as, you know, right now they're kind of wondering what we're going to do because – they don't have us totally under control, but they also have to worry about these other countries that are rising up against these mandates, the lockdowns, which they didn't anticipate, not like them. So
right.
I love
France,
it.
France, Italy, Germany. There's high level of resistance in those countries.
But, you know, I do agree that it's not going as smoothly as they foresaw it, and I would just encourage the people that no matter how you look at it, you know, if certain things are good, right? So if this technology was being used to make it a more efficient and equitable place to live, fine. I can just come straight up and tell any reasonable-minded person that proposal, let's look at it. And if it makes sense, people do what's beneficial to themselves, ultimately.
Right.
But when you start adding all this goddamn fraud and deliberately devaluing people's hard-earned money, when you start confiscating people's property, when you start demanding personal health choices on people by mandate. I mean, it can't be a good destination if you're using fraud to get me to do it. It can't. It doesn't make any sense. So you can't use fraud and dishonesty on one hand, but it's going to be good on the other end.
They've been doing that for years. Through those same
They've been
tactics.
Doing it for years.
Centuries. Right? Centuries, eons.
Yep.
You want to go that far back.
And we the people, we are on our fucking own. Mark my words. The people are on their own. Your entire political class is null and void. We have a regime that told the goddamn the one of the circuit court, the highest courts of the land, to go screw yourself.
I know that
was wild.
They had a
Texas case that put an injunction. Let's look at this stuff that you got OSHA totally out of bounds. That is not what OSHA was not created as a medical institution, period. No more explanation behind that, right? And they say, you can't do this. Let's look at it. The regime said, full steam ahead.
Say,
full steam ahead.
Fuck what Frankie says, go ahead. Do what you got to do. Do what we told you to do. You can't tell me that there's not certain companies that are being incentivized with promises of better perks down the road if they agree. I'm convinced some of it is.
Well, they're all one now, Neff. It did. Well, yeah, they all been. I mean, Trump, he did like pass out a lot of goddamn money. I ain't even gonna lie to you on that. He subsidized a whole lot of this stuff. But this is what I'm saying. When you get to that big corporate level, it ain't no difference between the state and the these are the same people. They go work for here this day. Next thing you know, they the head of the goddamn biggest OSHA agency the next day. Next thing you know, they jump back over. They work for Pfizer the next day. And all of this is the same circle of people. It's a revolving door for the same group of people. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, but that, I mean, like, this is, I mean, like I said, we just have to be able to endure that middle part to wherever the fucking destination is. But when you got somebody up in that motherfucking White House who could have talk only to come out every time, man, I hate when he do his press conference. Every time he do his press con, he up there threatening people. Like, bruh, like, you the president, do you have to threaten us all the damn time, Joe? Like, every time he gives a speech, he's been threatened all of us. I'm tired of y'all shit. I'm losing my patience.
Like, true dictator style. And then he goes, because you have to do it.
Oh, and then he do that sneaky. Yeah,
why?
That's creepy.
Oh,
that's
that
creepy shit.
So creepy.
Like, you want candy? Want candy shit? I got candy, you know.
I'm going to rub on your booty.
You got to get it.
Yep.
Right. But,
let me smell your hair. Let me smell you. I know you.
Man.
You like it.
You know, like, I like kids jumping on my lap.
Oh, my goodness. They rub on my leg when my hair
curls.
Yeah,
they remind me of roaches and, like, what the, jumping on your lap
and
rubbing on your leg.
And I learned about roaches.
Learn about roaches got to do with it.
That was the coldest shit I ever heard in my life.
Yeah,
and people just let that go right over their head. I said, what the hell are that? I said, this is how you knew people was gone. This is how I knew people were gone. When a white man can get on a major platform and say, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't black. Not you're not black. You ain't.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
you know,
told him to say
over,
that
over,
shit.
Over.
But, and then
it
said,
just a guess.
And then said, I like children sitting on my lap. I like that.
It makes my hair jump up.
It makes my hair, my legs and my hair stand up. And they rub my legs because I got blonde hair. When he got away with that shit, I said, okay, people gone. I said, oh, yeah.
Well, now, like, the more we look at it, he ain't get away with a goddamn thing. They hijacked this shit right here. And they're running to the finish line. They're trying to run to the finish line. If Joe Biden can't pull it across the finish line, that would be a major setback to whatever this goddamn agenda that they're trying for everybody, which looks pretty much like a prison planet. But they're running to the finish line, you know, on this one. But in New Jersey, you know, there was a sign. You had a gentleman up there who spent maybe $5,000, $6,000 on the campaign, and he unseated the goddamn Senate president who had a rule over the whole Senate up in New Jersey.
I didn't know if that
was
real or not. Some truck driver, right? I didn't know if that
was
real.
He was a truck driver. So they finally could. They was trying to pull off a rig, but they couldn't. They couldn't pull the rig off, and, yeah, the truck driver won the office. A similar thing happened.
Right, $5,000 campaign?
With $5,000 cash, that's the ticket. I've been preaching that now for the past 3-4 years. Like, folks, this,
yes, you have.
A lot of this
yes,
stuff is empty. Go pick up this empty banner. And these people are so disconnected from the community. They're just getting in by the rig and who has been bombarded into submission. That's really how they're keeping control of power. You know what I'm saying? It's not like these people actually winning in terms of a groundswell of support. It's totally opposite. So Ohio did well, and, you know, it's not getting a lot of press. They swept that under the rug. Could you imagine? Like, goddamn, they still talking about Stacey Abrams and her ass lost. You see what I'm saying? They still talking about her ass. And they did, man, they was finding ballots all at the seaport and shit. Like, hold on, we got a ballot up in Detroit. It belongs in Georgia. They was caught in ballots, and she still lost, right? And they still talking about, but these victories, nobody is talking about. You don't hear about.
Why would they?
Because people are finding loopholes in how to beat these bastards. Vote your neighbor into office.
Hey, for sure. I'm gonna ring up that wise man again. Dr. York, that Family Guy book, and he was like, on the local level, get to know your politicians. You can really submit yourself into your local into local politics real easy. This, you know,
it's real easy. These people are so disconnected, you know, from the people. It don't make no sense. You know, they I was with the group, you know, because D.C. about to go into its hottest campaign season, really. Our midterms is like our generals to everybody else. We're on the off years.
Okay.
And I'm sitting around talking to these folks that I'm like, I'm not even fucking motivated. Like, because everybody's carrying the same. This is a personality contest because you and you got the same goddamn platform. I'm looking for the person who's going to stand for my right to fucking liberty. And pursue the happiness and the right for me to own private property. That's who I'm voting for. You could be purple for all I care. That's a non-negotiable platform.
Right.
And I ain't supporting at this point. I'm not supporting it because, see, in the black communities, most of us are in blue areas, a great many of us, unless you're down the south.
Yeah.
But most of us are in blue areas, and they will come this time of year. We're going into midterms. Now, here's the trick. They're going to give you a contest of these. All of them are Democrats, but what they're doing is selling personalities because when you look under it, all of them lockstep with all this cockamamie-ass shit they're trying to force on people.
Oh, absolutely.
So
9 times out of 10,
you see what I'm saying? All of them got the same platform. So now it's a contest of personality. The cult
it's
of personality.
Personality
is what Living
Come
Color.
On.
I like that song.
Look
the
at this shit.
The cult of personality.
Cult of personality. Check this out. Who you think right now they got touting this fucking spending bill? They got black folks pushing this to other black folks.
Yes.
You ain't heard shit from the black caucus since they was doing the electric slide, okay? But here they come, out the woodworks, talking about how this $1.75 trillion is going to help niggas. Man, stop playing.
Wow.
Stop playing.
This is what
they said. Right. It's amazing, Suzette. Oh, the increase in the child tax credit is going to help you. Affordable housing. That means subsidized. You talking about HUD? Talking about HUD, bitch?
Yeah.
Don't know how you want to be in the continuous
no
living
damn,
no
housing. HUD,
right. HUD housing? Universal
right.
child care. You know what I'm saying? Like a Medicare expansion.
And all that comes, and all of that comes with a Fauci mandate. All of it comes with that. All of it.
It's coming. I told you, I read that shit a year and 18 months ago. That they've been cooking that shit up.
Mm-hmm.
That they gonna put it. They said they gonna put it in a bundle. They're gonna bundle it. They're gonna bundle it like when you go buy cable.
It's gonna
or something.
Be so great.
Right. Oh, get this, and you can have this. It's a bundle package.
But the light at the end of the tunnel, man, we got to get a light here, man, because this stuff gets dark, man.
The light is you and me. The light is everybody here. We are the individual. No bullshit.
I'm listening. Man, I get frustrated sometimes because, you know, these people are good, right? Now, these people are real good. So they know how to hem the narrative on all sides, right? They know how to get you slightly over here, you know what I mean, Wuhan and shit. So now everybody looking at Wuhan and stuff. So they know how to get you off the point. But New Jersey, Ohio, Virginia, North Carolina, doing these past their gubernatorial races and their state races, because they usually headed off going into the season, has shown a glaring goddamn hole in their program. Mm. There's a whole host of Americans who is not having it. You know, but it's not going to be televised, right? So CNN ain't going to tell you that shit. They're not going to tell you that they caught it in Obama. They caught it in Madam Vice President. They caught it in Stacey Abrams, and Jemima. They brought her, all of them was in Virginia, and they hit them with a propaganda blast like crazy. And they still lost. They're not going to tell you that they moved the needle 10% in deep blue Alexandria. You know, that's a whole lot in these progressive areas to move it 10% over what you did in the previous election. That's a lot. They're not going to tell you all of that. So it's a whole host of people that's just like, you know, fed up. And we're not given another inch. Homeschooling, some things that we can do now. Look at homeschooling for you parents, because they coming for the baby.
We've been doing it.
They coming for the
baby. I'm about to say, one thing right here at WGAG Radio, we've been on it for quite some time. We got on the homeschooling when they were shooting shit up in the schools heavily. After, you know, when they start shooting shit up constantly, you know, my children were really young back then, so they had, you know, so, I mean, I never planned on putting my children in school anyway, but that was just confirmation. I know Don pulled her children out and put them, teaching them online, and, you know, many of us did, you know, so, you know, we was already up on it, but you can tell people to tell they people about it. So we already living it. You know what I'm saying?
And it's not bad at all. It gives you we gotta a way to wrestle some control over our lives back.
You would think so.
You know,
right?
We're talking the light at the end of the tunnel. We're ceding too much to
part of it is
we're giving the state this power.
Yeah.
We're giving these politicians
the power. Because everything is voluntary. If people understand, like, they not forcing you to do shit. People are volunteering themselves. This is why I keep saying people volunteer for that thing. You volunteering. You ain't got to do a goddamn thing.
Right.
It's voluntary consent, and they know that. But if they some good tricksters. They're good tricksters.
Oh, yeah.
But you know. But it's people just, you know, get they self over and, hey, that it is what it is. But, again, we are the light.
Don't be fooled by the Senate either because we've got rhinos up there, too. They'll go whichever
way they
want as long as they can stay in Congress.
Absolutely. It's a lot of them that are complicit in it. Like I said
earlier,
it's about
to go down now. They ain't gonna let
people
it go
need
to
a need two wings to fly. They need two wings to fly. So it's kind of beyond the party, so to speak, in that regard. But again, I'm gonna keep saying,
I agree.
We are the light. You talk about the light at the end. We are the light. And there's a class on the end of the Man of the Hour. He says, "You are the light." and you have the power over all things. Some of the realest shit ever said.
I mean, like, politically speaking, the goal for this midterm is to get these goddamn tyrants out of office, put their asses on full blast, like,
yeah,
snatch the blanket at 3 o'clock in the morning on a freezing cold March morning. Just come in and snatch the goddamn blanket. Put these people on display. I don't want your platform. If you want my vote, you got to carry my platform. We got this backwards. Stop letting these people give us these agendas because they're liars.
Man,
and if
you're
in the blue area and it's all Democrat, I'm telling you, every last one of them are lying to you. These are the same people who said nothing when they mandated this shit in elementary schools. They didn't say a damn
right.
thing.
Right. Nope. Nope. They let people.
Name
hey,
one
people
of them
that
say Joe
DDT
Biden did too much.
On people here. These same people that let the children be sprayed with DDT. Okay?
That's
same
right.
folks. Same lineage.
Right.
Same bloodline. Same thought process. So, hey. So we know
how
they
you
not.
Get them black folks. Black folks still have the power. Like our destiny, our natural destiny. If you know our history, you know our destiny.
Mm-hmm.
It's still there. All we have to do is like say we're not doing this shit no more. If we are 90% affiliated with one political group, you know how fucking much power that is?
Mm.
If we can just get 60% of that 90 say, we ain't doing shit, I'm going to vote. I don't give a fuck if they a libertarian. I don't care what their affiliation is. We not voting for y'all asses because y'all wasn't there for us when you sat here and watched these people strip every last civil liberty that we thought we had for as long as I've been born. It ain't been a perfect world. It ain't been a perfect America. But goddamn, black folks, if you are the lowest rate of the vaccinated people and they putting all these mandates that you got to show a vaccination card, who the fuck is this shit is going to affect the most? Where are my Jim Crow people?
Yeah, right.
God.
That's Jim Clyburn old ass. You punk. He's a punk. Cause he from that era. That nigga like what, 78, 80 years old. How old is James Clyburn? 80.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where my Jim Crow crew at. Where is the Jim Crow? You know what I'm
old
saying?
Ass Maxine, you old bitch, you 79 years old, 78. You know what that looked like.
This man.
You know what it looked like.
Now, this dude say, we're going to pay upwards of $450,000 illegal border crossing.
No, don't get me started. Don't get me started.
To compensate them for the separation
for
their families.
Yeah, don't get me started on that.
Where is the reparation for all that goddamn separation? We're going to leave slavery out. Let's start from the 60s on up to now.
What Aunt Maxine, what they call her Auntie Maxine, was talking all that shit. Don't let me pull the tape out on it.
I mean, because we got to look for a commonality here. We got to get up out this shit together. We'll come back to our historical world-rooted differences at another time, but we on survival. Where the fuck is the $450,000 for all of those fraudulent-ass indentured service contracts when you was hustling them Slavics over here and you was slaving their ass? You didn't honor those contracts. You didn't pay them shit. you broke up their families too, so they are owed as well as us $450. Now, if you're going to pass it out, let's pass it out.
And doing, he's denying that he can do that because he's doing it through his Justice Department.
He said the DOJ. That's a lawsuit, right? Those are lawsuits by the DOJ. So Congressional Black Caucus, where's the lawsuit?
Where's the lawsuit?
Yeah.
Where the lawsuit? Because somebody is taking up the case on behalf of the immigrants. There's somebody. Is it the ACLU? I don't know. Somebody brought the case. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Some right. So all them organizations, NAACP, Strong Black People Liberation Party. I don't know where they at.
Bring it to. We're gonna pull the cover off. All of your Black Democrats who's sitting in your city council and on your school board, ain't none of them said a goddamn thing when this man said that we were going to pay these people $450,000.
All I'm saying, Mr. Larry, where is the Congressional Black? I put on my page, I said, they told Nubians.
Where the conscious
no
community
reparations.
Where is the conscious community?
I'm not going to talk about Umar. I'm not going to talk about Tyrese Nasheed. They are. I'm ADOS. What they call them? I'm ADOS. A descendant
of
slaves.
They didn't change the name yet. You know they come out with a new name every 5 years. But God damn, where they at?
I don't be in them circles, so I really don't know.
Some good Reverend Jackson.
Well, I'm saying they talking about Black and brown unity, not a goddamn African immigrant, not a goddamn Southern America has stood up on the news and said, hey, I think those Americans are owed $452. They ain't say none of that shit.
Let me tell you what I wrote. I said, they told Nubians, no reparations. It's divisive. It's divisive. That's where they were. It's divisive. No, don't. But lo and behold.
It's politically feasible to do it.
Right. That's what Obama said. It's just politically not feasible.
It's not feasible.
But boom. Lo and behold, Nubians are going to let the Democratic Party play them for fools one more time. I can't wait to hear from the Congressional Black Caucus.
They got
and you know what
bad.
They gonna say? Nothing. You're not gonna hear
a
peep. Where Cory
Booker
at? Where that high yellow cat at? Where Cory Booker?
I ain't heard from him since he said he was.
Is he still a senator?
In New Jersey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know because I don't I don't even see him anymore. He's still there. He can't even get the anti-lynching bill passed. And what happened, Kamala? You're the vice president. That was baby. The anti-lynching bill was her baby.
And Chucks and Timberlands. And she listened to Tupac before Tupac was out. Maybe
and
she
Snoop,
had the promo
and
copy.
Snoop Dogg.
And Snoop, maybe she had the promos 2 years before they actually came out.
The anti-lynching bill was
wasn't
her
she the first
Corey
Black
Booker's
person
baby.
On her school bus? Didn't she remember that story? I was the first Black in
Kindergarten.
She was
getting busted in Oakland.
Or whatever her story was.
Lying ass.
Why she ain't say nothing about that $450,000? Where's the equity at?
Quiet as a church mouse. Quiet as a church mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you could hear a rat piss on a carpet. They so quiet.
Like I said, the anti-lynching bill was her and Cory Booker's bill. They co-sponsored that bill. Where is it gone? Who's fighting for it?
Where is
Nada?
My $450,000?
Hold on. Wait a minute. What happened to police reform? Hello?
That's all for
what happened
table,
to police reform?
We need the police because y'all Americans, y'all getting ornery now. Y'all not doing what y'all supposed to be doing. Let's slow down on police reform.
I have to call it like I see it, which you've already said before, Neff, and that was basically, it's a carrot. This reparations is a carrot. The police reform is a carrot.
Yeah.
And then when people start asking questions, then they have a new bill that's coming out that's actually going to bring equity to everybody. So we need
right,
to support this bill that's coming out.
Man.
In my pocket and my friend's pocket, and you ain't going to get shit. But you think you are, so you're up and your ears are perked up and you're ready to fight for us, ready to fight for that bill, just like we do every year or every election year.
Yep.
And we get
this is what they're getting.
And then we dangle it again.
They're getting child tax credit, affordable housing, and Medicare expansion. That's what they're getting.
Sure they are.
I thought they were going to get some mental health facilities. They ain't even getting that.
They ain't even get the social workers and shit.
Okay.
They ain't even get the social workers.
Yep.
It's coming back up.
Check this out. This is what the Congressional Black Caucus actually wrote. While it's not a perfect ending, it's a lot of progress. She said, that this is what she says is that while it's not a perfect ending, it is a lot of progress. The NAACP and CEO Derek Johnson told The Hill that it was wrong to look at the bill as a zero-sum game. You see these gatekeeping, boot-looking-ass cats that they got here?
Mm-hmm. Damn. Yep.
He said we can have, at the same exact time, celebrate accomplishments as we also raise concerns with the lack of traction around different policy issues. I can't stand it.
I don't even know what the fuck. What does any of that mean?
What's that supposed to mean? Yeah.
That didn't mean anything there, man.
Right, we can celebrate our affordable housing and child tax credit, but we can still raise some concerns for the lack of traction around different policy issues. Suckers.
The lack of traction.
They know niggas is suckers. They know it, and they just continue over and over.
All the way from Guatemala, going to get 400. This is on top of them being taken care of very nicely as it is. Now, these people they exempt from everything. You know what I'm saying? They're not under the same rules as us Americans. We got a gun to our head, and the red carpet is out. They're getting bank cards and, nice housing in these brand new units. No mandates. They're exempt from all of that. And on top of that, we're going to give you $450,000, and you mean to tell me that black people are so far under this mind screw that we ain't raising hell? Why Black Lives Matter ain't say nothing about that? And they're about to pop their head up. We're going to the midterm, so you know they're going to, find a police shooting here or there. It's the same old game,
but I ain't hear Black Lives Matter say
nothing. It's coming. That's Cal Rittenhouse is going to start it off. But I don't see them saying anything. Where's Jesse Jackson? Mr. Rainbow? I know he passed the fuck out.
They got to say shit like this. We know the expanded child tax credit has already cut child poverty in nearly half. Listen, millions of black children and families out of poverty. What? Millions?
Where?
Millions of black children and families out of poverty. Where that's at? Where?
I mean, even cutting taxes don't even mean nothing with the rate of goddamn inflation.
So all them niggas that's in them housing projects in Overtown don't live in, in poverty no more down there in Florida? In Overtown? They out of poverty?
There's millions of children still in poverty. Out of poverty, please.
But they can get away with saying shit like that and nobody checking it. Nobody checking it. They can just make those asinine-ass comments like that. And no
and
one
think,
like
it's gonna come
call
here.
Them
we're
on
gonna,
that
we're
bullshit.
Gonna come out of poverty. Our turn will come next. There must be some people coming out of poverty. Our turn's coming. So they're waiting. They're gonna keep waiting.
They got to keep Black Americans asleep now, because the moment Black Americans say, "Look, don't none of that shit make sense. We ain't doing none of that shit." As a matter of fact, we're going to run your lying asses out of our communities. We're going to drive you out of office. You can take your nonprofit and your nonprofit money and shove it up your black ass. We don't want you. And when Black Americans stand up and do that, the rest of America will quickly follow suit. And they know that shit. It's just like, you ever had the little white girl, she come across a track and want to be ghetto? Man, she get her some black women friends. Man, she going home giving Jeffrey hell. Like, Jeffrey, Neff said, where the fuck you be going all night? Like, you know, the influence is great. I ain't even lying to you. I've seen it happen. Many be like, no. No, Becky, you cannot go around that because she's going to ruin you, man. She's going to have you thinking like a sister. That's the power. That's the power. So if we were to ever stand up, because, see, that will force the Patriots to stand up. The Patriots ain't going to, like, man, we got all these motherfucking black folks over here saying they pissed the fuck off and they ain't doing that shit. What you think the Patriots going to do?
Exactly.
Bring it on.
And they know it.
We don't know it.
Hey, but you know, we didn't get to tap into the things. We had to restart the show.
Okay.
We're gonna roll for another maybe 20, 30 minutes. I'm not gonna stay on too much longer.
I'm gonna take off early in the morning.
Well, you started the tangent this week. Now you brought up the damn Matterhorn
shit. Suzette, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure having you on. And you know the door is always open, Suzette. So,
thank you very much.
You know how we
I'll
do.
Keep listening, but I don't
right.
know. But thank you.
Okay, all right. Okay, no problem. Be well.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, Mr. Lowry, check this out. See, I told you, I knew I always can find something that backs up my statements. Check this out. See, this is just another confirmation of thoughts that I already be in my mind. Here it is. Oh, damn. How cryptocurrency can build black wealth. See? Didn't I tell you everything you needed? Didn't I tell you? This came out. It says, Wall Street never really rolled out the welcome mat for black investors, so many are turning to crypto. Black Americans are now leading the cryptocurrency revolution of 2021, y'all. See, they know how to just throw that hook out. The niggas are going to be that fish on the hook. Says black Americans are more likely to hold cryptocurrencies than white Americans. Among investors, 30% of black Americans, people who already hold some kind of investment, have cryptocurrencies. And, that compares to 17% of white investors. Says some 23% of African Americans own cryptocurrency, compared to 11% of white Americans found in a recent Harris poll. And according to the 2021 University of Chicago, 1,000 young adults 18 to 29, 34% of traders were people of color who bought crypto in the last 12 months. Blacks are finding more financial freedom with digital currency, and even the unbanked can participate in the cryptoverse. Almost 14% of black households were unbanked in 2019. What did I tell you? Told you. They know exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly what they're doing, you know. But like I said, they had to create some winners, so
they don't mind creating winners when they know on the back end they're gonna come and confiscate all that shit and regulate it.
They got titles like this: crypto could level the playing field. See, they know how to use those trigger words. Those are key phrases.
Yeah, equity, level, right. I see what you're saying.
You know, crypto could level the playing field. The circulation of the black dollar is almost non-existent compared to other communities. The Asian dollar is estimated to circulate 120 times more than the black dollar, which stays in our community on an average of only 6 hours. If we shifted our entrepreneurial mindset to accepting Bitcoin, we could essentially make outside communities adjust to our preferred method of payment. We should let Bitcoin and cryptocurrency be our economic language and force other businesses to get down or lay down. They always using black folks to spearhead shit. They've been doing it since forever. Always the catalyst. Always the conduit for their shit. And at the end game, there's no change. There's no effect. Oh, man.
We're left there.
You gotta. It's so sad that it's funny to me. Because I can sit and laugh at it. Because it's like, damn. Here we go again. It's that kind of thing.
Rent, repeat.
Straight up.
Rent, you know.
But hey.
Repeat. We're looking at the crib. I mean, I'll stick to the tangible asset.
Yeah. Y'all go fuck with y'all go continue to do a whole bunch of the non-tangible funds, you know. Non-tangible.
Make
no.
sure you're bringing
it's
it
cool.
over to Wiles Open, and if you're making money, make sure you're bringing that money back to tangible as
mm-hmm.
soon as you possibly can. Because once you get caught up and they clock the hammer on it, it's not going to be what we think it is. It's going to be a social credit type of thing. Is actually what it's headed to, really.
For sure.
You know, they know damn well they ain't in the business of making Negroes unlimited goddamn anything. They already mad at us as it is and trying to take everything from us. You know, if you're in that Bitcoin thing, I guess it's all right, but make sure, you know, you're stripping the profit, you know, while you can. It's sort of like the stock market now, the really – people in that particular market, they getting in, pumping it, and dumping it, and
there's
getting
a
out,
lot of pump
then
and
they
dumps.
Go back
oh,
in.
Tons of pumps and dumps. Yes.
Yeah, there's
no,
you're not seeing people loading for the long, right, because the long is just too volatile right now. There is no steady outlook for the long term, because it can go in many, many, many different ways. Cryptocurrency and what you just read is nothing more than preying upon the vulnerabilities of the black community.
Yep. Come on now.
You know, that's all that is.
How niggas can't see the game is beyond me, but okay. I mean, I'm not going to keep harping on it. You know, like, again, you got free will. People can do as they please. I'm just saying, if you're fucking around, man, please try to be some type of master over the shit. Just don't be a slave to it. Don't be enslaved to it.
Yeah, balance it with, like you said, just balance it with the physical world. Like I said, if you can get in, like hell, if I could throw a website out with something hot, bring in a couple hundred thousand, you know, fine. But I'm not going to leave that 100,000 into that website once it starts to go the other way. I'm going to strip the profit, maybe start something else, but don't take your eye off the physical world. See, this is where the problem is going to come with crypto. Like traditionally, you know, any currency, like I said, is tied to something that has a value. When you start talking about credits and crypto and even paper dollars, that's totally unhinged from a underlying value, then that's going to lead to a scarcity of resources because you just got too much currency chasing too few resources. And you know, crypto can drive the price of things out the roof. They can exacerbate the what we call the income or the affordability disconnect between the high and the low. The crypto can make it worse because, see, it can drive up the cost of things because it's not connected to anything that would hold it stable. There's nothing underneath of it. You see what I'm saying? It's just all numbers on a computer screen that can just go on forever. So you can have $100 billion in crypto. Now, what are you going to do with that $100 billion when you only have maybe $200 million of services and resources that you can use it to purchase things with? So now you're sitting on $800 million worth of worthless crypto because it's just simply not enough tangible resources to absorb that extra money. You know, so those are things that, you know, I'm looking at with crypto. I would just encourage people to, you know, to make their money and then bring it over to something physical, you know, because all these grand plans sometime over life that they have with all of these 2030s and these agendas, sometimes they don't work out. And if you went all in on some shit, you know, you may be asked out in the real world. Because they're flipping it. You're in the real estate, you know. They're gobbling it up hand over goddamn foot because they got everybody looking everywhere else.
Yeah, because it's about to go up. I mean, when I say about to go up, meaning that it's about to go down, meaning that, you know, those who got liquidity is about to be able to pick up a whole bunch of real estate. In a minute, probably, depending on how things pan out, 40, maybe 50 cents on the dollar. So, you understand what I'm saying? So, if you got cash reserves, you know, but, hey, that's kind of, I've been kind of waiting on that shit, to be honest with you. I've been kind of waiting on it for the last 2 years. But yeah, that's what it is. But we did not get to touch the fourth industrial revolution. We got to run in our mouths. I did not get to it, and I really do want to because, like I said, this shit is happening.
Well, we did
in
another way. We just didn't read from
the
book. But
true.
Certainly a lot of it is an aspect of it.
Yes.
Endurance, man. Increase your spiritual life. You're going to need that spiritual energy. You know, stay off of mainstream media. They're driving it real deep, and let's just be prepared. You know,
watch your brain,
because they're about to hit us. We're about to, like I said, people are jumping out there for the midterms already, and it's quite early. So we're going to have a prolonged period of, you know, some people call it false flags and propaganda. Look for the police black thing to rear is ugly. Anything racial, we may.
Well, you got that trial going on, right? You got the Aubrey boy. You got that Georgia.
Yeah,
that trial going on right now. So that'll be right in. Yeah.
And those were between white people, right? Rittenhouse.
I was about to say Rittenhouse shot white boys. Yeah, that white on white crime, so to speak.
So I don't even know why black people is commenting on that shit. Like,
I don't either. But where they gonna get people is on the Aubrey. They gonna be able to pull black folks, Nugans, back in through the Aubrey trial.
Right.
I know what's going on now, but once they actually put the spotlight on it, because they really ain't put the spotlight on it just yet, they're letting Rittenhouse take the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're warming it up, and once that get popping, then your people, your Black Lives Matter will pull out. They'll come. They'll show their faces and stuff like that, and then your same players, Crump. Maxine, Jesse, then those same players will show up right on time, like they always do, as we always do around this time. Yeah, like that. So
just endure, folks. You know, y'all are gonna thank us for giving you guys not really a political banner, but conservative principles to live by, because.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time to get conservative in your living. Like, man, what was that Elijah Muhammad book? How to eat a bean pie, bean soup, bean sandwich. I mean,
right.
We are Navy bean status. These prices are going up so fast. So get you a nice Navy bean recipe book.
Right.
You know, look at some dry foods that you can buy a lot of oatmeal. I don't know, but all I'm saying is we're going to have to endure. The challenge is how much can we endure without capitulating? Because they're screwing it on tight, and there is no turning back. So I think we're going to wake up, and Kamala and them are going to say, "Okay, we're going to take the noose off y'all neck." That shit ain't going to happen. That's not going to happen. So we want to endure, and by living a more close to the vest lifestyle, endurance becomes a lot easier. So living on unrestrained desires and all this off the chain shit, that's what's going to entrap a lot of people. So
Well, all right, Mr. Lowry. We gonna wrap it up, y'all. Man, I want to thank everybody for rocking with us tonight, staying up with us. We have to restart it, but thank you, Don, for restarting the show. Everybody that stayed up with us, I'm in the AP. I see you out there, Ethereum, Jael, everybody, She-Doc, IB, Miss Hudson, everybody that's in the AP, everybody that stayed over there on Blog Talk Radio, Suzette, for coming through and rocking with us. It's always a pleasure to have Suzette come through. And next Wednesday, we'll tap back into the Fourth Industrial Revolution. I think we're on biological. I think we're on the biological part. So, and like I said, man, the reason why I just like it because it's happening. This is real life, real time. It's a real time situation, and we can pull examples out from it as we read. That's what it be.
And like you said, Nev, like if worse come to worse, if they drag all our asses onto this digital utopian plantation, make sure we land in a good spot on it. You know what I mean? Just don't let me land on the bottom, dear boss man. You know, how do you be at the bottom of a digital metaverse, man? That cannot be a good place to be, like the bottom of a digital world, like. That cannot be a good place to be. So we're gonna land on both feet, no matter where it is, you know.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I say, in the words of Kendrick Lamar, we gonna be all right. We're gonna be all right.
Yeah.
Us here, we gonna be all right. We gonna be all right. Mm-hmm. So that's just what it is. Okay. So with that, Mr. Lowry, you have you be well, and I'll see
you
around the internet, right? around the Ethernet. All right.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
All right, y'all. So we'll do it again next Wednesday. Peace. Let's see it. Let me hear that real nigga radio.